All right. The Committee on Appropriations of Agriculture, Environment, and General Government will now come to order. Julie, please call the roll.
Chair Broder.
Here.
Vice Chair Berman.
Here.
Senator Albritton.
Here.
Senator Boyd. Senator DeSigley.
Here.
Senator Garcia. Senator Grawl.
Here.
Senator Gruters.
Here.
Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Osgood. Senator Polsky. Senator Rodriguez, Senator Stewart, Senator Trumbull. A quorum is present.
Great. Please silence your electronic devices and remind everyone, anybody wishing to speak, please fill out the appropriate form and pass to the sergeant's office. Should you select your waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the records. Members, we have three bills on the agenda today. We have tab two, Senator Hooper. You are up first, sir, on your state park campsite. You are recognized to explain Senate Bill 76.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Senators, Florida residents and visitors from around the world are drawn to our 175 award-winning state parks, 800,000 acres and 100 miles of coastline. During fiscal year 2021-2022, over 32 million people chose to come visit our state parks. Now, that's good, and that's got some bad. For 12 months in advance, you can make a reservation in that state park. And the day that a reservation opens, unfortunately, Florida residents get shut out of the opportunity to maybe reserve a space in the park that they may be helping to pay for. This bill makes a slight change to give Florida residents a one-month advance opportunity to make that reservation. Mr. Chairman, there's an amendment that deals with that one-month opportunity, if you would take up consideration of that amendment.
There sure is. Please take up Amendment 675770 by Senator Hooper. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on our conversation with DEP, the amendment does the following. It allows Florida residents to make reservations 11 months in advance and non-residents 10 months in advance. It also expands from RV sites to include not only RV, but state park cabins, campsites, tent, boat, and equestrian camping, everything but primitive and glamping. Florida residents who wish to book more than 10 months in advance must provide a valid Florida ID and driver's license number when making that reservation. The effective date will now change to January 1 to allow DEP time to implement the necessary change to the website. That is the amendment.
Fantastic. Members, any questions on the amendment? Any public testimony on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Without opposition, show the amendment adopted. We are now back on the bill as amended. Members, is there anybody wishing to have a question of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Is there any public testimony on the bill as amended? Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Hooper, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Being not the sharpest guy in town, I'll take my chances of wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Fantastic. Julie, please call the roll on Senate Bill 76, or CS for Senate Bill 76.
Senator Albritton.
Yes.
Senator Boyd. Senator DeSigley.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Grawl.
Yes.
Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Senator Polsky.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Senator Trumbull. Vice Chair Berman?
Yes.
Chair Broder?
Yes. And members, by your vote, please show CS for Senate Bill 76 reported favorably. Absolutely. And while we're waiting for our other guest, we will go to tab 3 and take up Senate Bill 506 by our own Senator Stewart. You are recognized to explain your bill, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. The leader told me not to mess up. My bill is a comprehensive waste reduction and recycling plan, and it instructs the Department of Environmental Protection to develop a comprehensive waste reduction and recycling based on the recommendations outlined in DEP's 2020 recycling goal final report. It also goes on to include a three-year plan to implement the following strategies: recycling, education outreach, evaluate the challenges and benefits of the former state recycling and education grant program, and develop and promote plans for the markets for recycling. Some of you have heard this already, but that's basically the bill, and it did go through two committees last year.
Members, are there questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, is there any public testimony? As a matter of fact, there is. Aaron Ballas with National Waste and Recycling Association, Florida Chapter. Waves in support. Great. Thank you very much. Rebecca O'Hara, Florida League of Cities. Waving in support. Jeff Scala, Florida Association of Counties. Waving in support. Anybody else wishing to speak on the bill? Seeing none, members, we are in debate. Oh, there we go, Senator Berman.
We'll take a little time. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually looked into this issue also a little bit over the summer because I went to a conference and the issue came up about how, because of what's going on now with China not taking our recycling materials, a lot of states have had to reevaluate what they're doing with their recycling. So I think this is a really good bill. The time is right for us to figure out what we're going to do exactly. And so I thank you very much for bringing this really good bill forward, Senator Stewart.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Is there any other member wishing to debate? Seeing none, Senator Stewart, you are recognized to close on your bill.
And thank you, Senators. I hope I get your favorable support and I close.
Having closed, Julie, please very slowly call the roll on Senate Bill 506.
Senators Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Grawl?
Yes.
Senator Gruters? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Osgood? Senator Polsky? Senator Rodriguez,
yes.
Senator Stewart,
yes.
Senator Trumbull,
yes.
Vice Chair Berman,
yes.
Chair Broder.
Yes, and members, by your vote, please show Senate Bill 506 reported favorably. In the meantime, we are going to stand at an informal recess and look to convene back here again shortly. So stay close. Thanks.
You are? Okay. Are you a co-sponsor? That'd be a co-sponsor. Let's do that. That'd be great. Perfect. Bingo. Am I going to do that? Yep. Great idea. All right. So we have a sponsor, or we have a.
Senator Garcia, she may do it. Yeah, because when she came in, she just said present to indicate her presence, but not voting on the bill. So I just saw the person from the majority give her name. So she may do that, saying that she won't vote. But I mean,
all right, members, we will reconvene after a short break there. We will now go to tab one and Senate Bill 292 by Senator Jones being presented by Senator Osgood. You are recognized, ma'am, to present the bill.
Thank you, Chair Broder. Before I get into this, what this bill does, I would like to acknowledge Bernadette from Sarasota, who brought this bill to Senator Jones's attention. She's a student and an advocate that worked tirelessly to get this bill here today. Also want to remind the committee that the Department of Agriculture has the funding for this bill. It's just to recreate a program that sunsetted. We know that according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 25 to 30 million Americans live in a food desert. So Senate Bill 292 amends the Healthy Food Financing Initiative, which was created in 2016, and transfers, renumbers, and amends Statute 500.81 to redefine underserved communities. It revises requirements for the administration of and participation in the Healthy Food Financing Initiative program. It revises eligibility requirements for program participants and requires the Office of Program Policy Analysis and Government Accountability to review the program and collect data and provide the legislative with a specific report. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That is the bill.
Members, are there any questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, is there public testimony? Yvonne Fernandez, AARP. Waving in support. Amanda Fraser, American Diabetes Association. Waves in support. And Jeff Scala, Florida Association of Counties. Waves in support. Anybody else from the public wishing to speak on the bill? Seeing none, members, we're in debate.
Nothing.
All right, Senator Albritton.
Great bill.
Nice work there. Anybody else wishing to debate on the bill? Senator Boyd.
I just want to say as well, good bill, and appreciate the genesis of it. The student was from, as you said, from Sarasota, and I kind of got on Senator Jones last year for coming over and poaching Senator Gruters and my good students, but so glad he did and so glad they worked on it together. Fully in support.
Fabulous. Any other members wishing to debate? Seeing none, Senator Osgood, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I waive on the close, Mr. Chair.
Julie, please call the roll on Senate Bill 292.
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Grawl?
Yes.
Senator Gruters? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez? Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Vice Chair Berman?
Yes.
Chair Broder?
Yes, and members, by your vote, please show Senate Bill 292 reported favorably. That concludes our agenda. Does Senator Boyd wish to be recorded as voting on any bills before the committee today?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, he does. Under tab 2, Senate Bill 76, please show me as voting in the affirmative.
Any other? Oh, Senator Garcia.
Thank you. Tab 2, SB 76, yes. Tab 3, SB 506, yes.
Anybody else? Is there objection? Seeing none, show that motion adopted. Does Senator Gruters wish to make an introduction?
No, just my 10-year-old son who's here again all week to shadow us to the whole process. Spencer Gruters.
Say something.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Oh, I like being in the mic. I like saying stuff in the microphone. No, it's so loud, so I finally get to see how big my voice can be. Anyway, hi, everybody. This would be fun, a job to have when I grow up.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't keep going.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Spencer. And we have some colleagues who like to speak into the microphone for a long time, too. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Vice Chair Berman moves we adjourn. Seeing no objection, that motion is adopted. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Hey, Joe, where are you going?